cattle futures mainly paddled in place Monday. Cash calf prices continue to more than hold their own amid what's usually the peak calf marketing time of the year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade through Monday afternoon ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices last week were at $132 a hundredweight on a live basis in the Northern Plains and the Southern Plains. They were $131 to $132 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $207. The average dress steer weight the week ending October 30th was 920 pounds, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was 2 pounds heavier than the previous week, but 6 pounds lighter than the previous year. The actual dressed heifer weight of 842 pounds was the same as a week earlier, but 6 pounds lighter than the previous year. Cattle futures traded sideways to slightly higher Monday amid lackadaisical trade. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 17 cents lower in 5 contracts to an average of 21 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 57 cents higher, except for 32 cents lower in the waning spot month. Corn futures closed fractionally lower to a penny lower through near March, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 12 cents higher through SEP of 23, and then mostly 7 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.10 lower Monday afternoon at $283.20 hundredweight. Select was $2.25 lower at $267.28. Net U.S. beef export sales for the week ending November 4th of 20,600 metric tons for 2021 were 23% more than the previous week and 39% more than the prior four-week average, according to USDA's weekly U.S. export sales report. Increases were primarily for China, Taiwan, Japan, Mexico, and South Korea.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Steer and heifer calves traded mostly steady to $5 a hundredweight higher last week, with instances of $7 to $10 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. The dwindling supply of yearlings traded mostly firm to $5 higher. Through mid-session on Monday, feeder steers were selling steady to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Feeder heifers were trading steady to $2 lower. Steer and heifer calves were selling steady to $3 higher. There are an estimated 13,500 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, weaned steer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher, while steers weighing more than 550 pounds sold steady. Feeder heifers also traded steady. There are 7,643 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 550 sold $3 to $5 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 3,504 head. Steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $4 to $5 higher, steady to $3 higher at 700 to 900 pounds, and then $3 to $4 higher at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 650 sold steady to $3 higher, but $7 to $8 lower at 650 to 700 pounds, and then steady to $2 higher at 750 to 950 pounds. Steers sold $4 to $8 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. There were too few comparable heifer sales to trend, and there were 1,280 head on offer. finely compared to 2 weeks earlier. Steer calves weighing less than 650 pounds sold mostly $7 to $10 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,446 head. Steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold steady to $6 higher, with instances of sharply higher money. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher, and then mostly steady to $5 higher at heavier weights. Major U.S. financial indices closed marginally lower Monday as investors await monthly economic data this week, including U.S. retail sales. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 12 points lower, the S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ was down 7 points. In his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, notes that calf prices are moving counter-seasonally higher amid what's typically the peak calf marketing period of the year. In Oklahoma, for instance, Peel says medium and large number one steers the week ending November 12th averaged $184.95 a hundredweight at 450 to 500 pounds. That was $8.61 more than the prior week. Further, Peel explains, the average price noted for value-added calves in the USDA AMS report for 450 to 500 pound steers was $194.57, nearly $10 a hundredweight higher than the average price for similar steers. By contrast, he says the price for similar steers marked as unweaned was reported as $174.86, about $10 a hundredweight lower than the average and about $20 a hundredweight lower than the price for the value-added calves. So the value-added calves were valued $93.62 a head more than unweaned calves and $45.70 a head more than average calves. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.